Morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. National Talk Black, we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bummer Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your say, and Yarn Up Strong, your mob, too deadly. What are you going to do? Well, let's open up the show with Gudachi Man with Arturo Rapana band. Do enjoy.
Came a stranger's hand, was a wild Kidachi man. I said, Governor, why don't you just leave me alone?
Yeah, beautiful track there, Gudachi Man. That's Arawarapa Ben here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And National Talk Black, we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bummer Bread Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. To Delhi, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Chris Forbes, CEO of Kidney Health Australia. And we're talking about Kidney Health Australia's longest running event. The Kidney Car Rally is returning for its 33rd year next month, starting out in Cairns and Far North Queensland on August 10 and reaching Dubbo in New South Wales on August 20. So look, a fantastic event and supporting this industry. We've got Chris on the line. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, it's great to be here.
Fantastic. Great to have you, and good to be yarning, especially about this fantastic event. The Kidney Car Rally is back after 2 years' break, thanks to COVID-19. Yep. But look, fantastic to see, brother.
Yeah, look, it's an absolute institution, and we've got a group of a dedicated team of people that love the car rally, but more importantly, they're long-term supporters of kids and youth living with kidney disease and raising vital funds.
Well, like I said, it's a fantastic event and a great tool, raise funds for kids and youth program, but it's also a fantastic tool for community to get involved. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, look, absolutely. So people can come and see the cars as they progress on their way down from Cairns, leaving tomorrow and arriving in Dubbo, but also in a couple of locations in Townsville on the Gold Coast and Dubbo, we're actually got a big red kidney bus as well, and we're doing some health checks. So, you know, kidney disease is a silent killer, and it creeps up on people, and you can have 90% loss of function yet have no visible symptoms. So we're really out promoting what are the risk factors and getting people to take charge of their own kidney health.
And look, it doesn't discriminate. Look, it's a sad disease and awful disease. How can the community in the towns that the rallies visit, how can they help? You there, Chris? Chris? Leave me swinging in the breeze there, Chris. We'll try and get Chris back. That's Chris Forbes. He's the CEO of Kidney Health Australia. And we're just yarning about the exciting news about the Kidney Car Rally that's been running for 33-odd years. Well, this will be the 33rd year, but had 2 years break. And that's thanks to COVID-19. So it was in hiatus after 2 years, but returning this year. So look, fantastic. But we'll continue that yarn. We'll try and get him back there. But over 3 decades, the rally has raised more than $15 million for kids and youth programs, and the target this year to lift that by another $400,000. So the question I was asking there is, how can the people in the township get involved? How can they support this fantastic event? like I said, in helping kids and youth with this ugly disease, the kidney. But look, stay tuned. We'll catch up with the brother and continue that yarn here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Okay, I've got Chris on the line. Just check. Chris, you there?
Yeah, I've had a flat tire, didn't we?
Yeah, something like that, brother. Or no, a flat battery, but it's all good. We make a phone call, we get you back, and it's all good in the hood. I was just talking about that beautiful event in regard to the communities in the towns where the rallies visit. How can they help, Chris?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of ways. So firstly, come out. It's a bit of fun. The rally's
fun,
right? So there's great old cars and dedicated people. So come and see the cars as we pass through. And then in a couple of towns, Townsville, Gold Coast and Dubbo, we've actually got a big bus, our big red kidney bus, and we're doing health checks. So,
yeah, beautiful.
And so people can come and get their blood pressure taken. And it's a silent killer. This thing creeps up on you. And so you have to be aware of the risk factors. And then, of course, we'd love to have people make a donation at kidney.org.au.
All right, fantastic. And when you talk about the money and the donation, what percentage goes to the cause there, Chris?
Yeah, look, we're really conscious of that. And by far the vast majority goes to the cause. The only real cost that we have for the car rally is that it has to be professionally run. So we have a professional organiser that makes sure that there's ambulances and safety, et cetera, and also respectful of the towns and parks that we go through. So people can be rest assured that the money is going to kids and youth programs, which is really helping them battle this really insidious disease.
Yeah, fantastic. In regards to the drivers and the cars, is it open to any Australian to join the convoy as such, the rally, or how's that work?
So we've got some people who have been doing it for a long time. We're very grateful. But I think this year there's 10 new drivers who have joined the rally, and it's not a rally where it's all about speed. So it's actually a timed rally. You lose points if you go too fast. These sorts of things. So anyone can join, and it's fun, and more importantly, great outcomes for kids.
Yeah, so they control the speed, so to speak. There's a rally, ready, set, go. Okay, I'll just put the kettle on, and we'll have a cuppa. So it's not a speed thing, is it, Chris? Shut your mouth. All right, Chris Forbes, my apologies. Lost you there again, brother. CEO of Kidney Health Australia. And we're talking about the Kidney Car Rally that's up and running again after 2 years hiatus and now 33 years. So fantastic. But have you saying, Yana Strong, under the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, get on your mouth. It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
My people, my people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting. My people,
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
What?
toipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Romma toipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Romma toipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Sesse roipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Romma toipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Sesse roipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Romma toipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Sesse roipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Romma toipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Sesse roipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa.
Salasia kam, salasia kam. Killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadsword knives and their muskets ablaze. War Salasia kam. Listen to my drum.
Roll my toipa, toli man toipa, roll my toipa. Roll my toipa, toli man toipa, roll my toipa. Roll my toipa, toli man toipa, roll my toipa.
Salasia kam, Salasia kam. Diagra Meriam from Lasendam. Run to the south, Yabi Alam. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. Oh, Salasia kam. Listen to my drum.
Rom ma toipa, tuli man toipa, rom ma toipa.
Ah ha ha ha.
Rom ma toipa, tuli man toipa, rom ma toipa. Romma toipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Sesse roipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa. Romma toipa, tuli man toipa, romma toipa.
Salasia kam, Salasia kam. Kometa meuram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. Oh, Salasia kam, listen to my drum.
My drum, my toy, 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 my toy
Yeah, listen to my drum. This King Kadu here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi Country, BBM Bumba Ripper Media, 90.7 FM, and go across the country thanks to NAS, National News Radio Service. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM. All right, next segment, we got Which Way Yarny segment. That's proudly sponsored by Piconi, IGA, Brisbane, Edmonton. They give us a box of food here at Bumma Bipper Media, healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we deliver to our visitors as well as our staff and our board of directors, management, as well as our volunteers. And a big shout out to volunteers. And, of course, let's not forget our school-based traineeships. All these school students that come in here, black and white, and learn the process of media and Indigenous media at that. All right, so I'm going to catch up a yarn there with Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay and his bodyguard, that's Stephen Grant, Police Liaison Officer from Edmonton Police. And a very good morning to you, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
G'day, Trevor. How are you, brother?
Yeah, well. Good to see you both. Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah.
Glenn, always good to see you. Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, thanks for coming, my brother. You just come from time off, did you?
No, I've been back a couple of weeks now. So,
we yarned you last week, didn't we?
Actually, I'm starting to look forward to my next time off, to be honest with you.
Just come back from the holiday and looking forward to the next holiday. But yeah, that is the case. And my brother over here, Stevie, how you going, brother?
Good, bro.
Yep, who are you, mob? Where are you from?
Proud Jitterbull warrior from the tropical landscapes of the Ravenshoe Tablelands area right down to the far sea waters of the Cardinal area.
Yes, beautiful.
Yes.
Footprint, yes, fantastic. And PLO, been there 18 years, you say?
That's correct.
18 years, brother.
Correct.
So two more years, 20, double time there. Long service.
No. Just another day.
Another day, yeah, beautiful. Another day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you're enjoying that journey
as
a police liaison officer. So you've done 18 years.
So
you do two more 20 and you're still feeling good, you'll continue on, will you not?
That is correct. Some of our colleagues in other parts of our brother there in John, in Gordonville, John Jaya, C72. So a proud warrior for his area. So he's doing a great job down there too.
Fantastic. Big shout out, John. All right, gentlemen, our topic today, we're talking CCTV, Community Camera Alliance, registered your camera to help solve crime. First of all, what's the acronym for CCTV?
So CCTV.
I always wanted to know that.
Will be closed circuit television.
Yes. Closed circuit television.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
Closed circuit television. So let's talk about this space. With more homes and businesses being fitted with security cameras, I'd like to invite members of the public to register their cameras with the Queensland Police Service. So enlighten us, please. People do their cameras to security around their homes, but they can be registered with the police,
with the
QPS.
Police.
Is that right?
Yep. That's
Explain
correct.
That, yep.
So, look, more and more people are fitting cameras to their homes and businesses and, for various reasons.
Yes.
And they're quite common to find cameras fitted to houses these days. And, it goes without saying how important that is as evidence for police. And the footage that they capture, how well that is used to solve crime in the area. So,
you're inviting members here to be of the public to register their cameras with the QPS. So, how do they do? What is there a process in doing that?
Yeah, look, they can search our My Police website. They can Google Camera Alliance Program, the Queensland Police Service Community Camera Alliance Program.
Yep.
To register their cameras. What that gives us is then knowledge of who actually has cameras and who's willing to give that footage to police for that use. So basically, like an offence occurs, and normally we have detectives or police that walk the street, knock on doors, and ask people firstly whether they have CCTV cameras, and then whether they'd be willing to offer that footage, whether for evidence or for police to view that footage.
Sure, but if we're talking about a crime being committed and that's why they got the cameras in, you'd find that people in the public would be forthcoming.
Not always.
Is that right?
Yeah, so not always. Some people have it for their own personal use and we then probably don't have that authority to take that footage for our use. So Look, it may be. I don't know why they would fit the cameras for another use, but
that's my bewilderment.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
Yeah, but look, it's not uncommon that sure. people don't want to assist police in their inquiries. So, and look, to capture that footage, then we would have to go down other avenues of search warrants and
neighbours next door, maybe a member of
but
the QPS.
Look, this is a friendly way of police knowing exactly who has the cameras and who's willing to provide that.
Sure.
And that saves time because then we can go directly to those premises.
Yes, exactly.
Those houses and those
to
businesses.
Look at the footage to find the culprits committing the crime.
That's right. And look, CCTV has solved some very serious crime, murders, some very serious crime in the community, and it also helps us establish exactly who was where and when. Mm. So we can absolutely verify people's versions of events.
Sure.
By CCTV. So
if you're trying to prevent a crime, but for the bad people out there who are committing a crime, if they're continuously doing it and they get caught continuously, then it becomes a record, and then there's jail time, if that's the case.
We would hope so. That's exactly right, yep.
And for the people who just started out, so-called, on the bad road and started committing a crime, well, you got their footage anyway.
Yeah, right? And look, we'd also hope that CCTV is a deterrent.
Well, exactly.
So if someone, if they thought this neighbourhood has CCTV, more likely to get caught, I'll stay away from this.
This area.
Or maybe, hopefully, part of their brain thinks, let's not commit crimes in the first place.
And I would say, even if you've got cameras up there, if you haven't got them in operation, the fact that the camera's sitting there's another prevention anyway, because people don't know that the camera's not working or whatever, you know.
You can't tell where they are or not. So, look, this is an opportunity for the community to help assist police in solving that those crimes.
Yeah.
And being part of the a part of the group that brings people before the court.
Yep.
And those people with those cameras could also be the victim, be targeted as a victim themselves.
Well, that too, yeah, exactly.
You know, obviously the QPS is, especially here in Cairns, is updated every day on occurrences that go abroad the streets or the suburbs of Cairns.
Sure.
So, that's always, trying to identify those offenders out there in the streets.
Yes.
To take them before the court.
But the police have approached a household for cameras, not knowing that there is a camera there. The people, you would have found, people have come forward and say, hey, here's the footage.
They do.
This is what happens, you know.
That's
you
exactly
would have found
right.
that as well.
Yeah. And we hear quite commonly on media where police are appealing for anyone with, CCTV or dash cam footage to assist in solving crime. So, this is really a tool for police to be able to go directly. If we had an offence and we wanted to look at X or Y streets, we already know who's in that street that has
got the
cameras and who can assist us.
But you would find out some households who you did not know had cameras come forth anyway.
That's right.
With footage.
And we would absolutely
offer
them to become part of this
alliance.
Absolutely.
Become members of the alliance. Yeah, fantastic.
Important thing here is this is a Queensland initiative.
Sure, national program here. This is a Queensland state.
So other states and territories, you could
the rules and regulations.
Check in with your local police station and see whether they have something similar running. Mm-hmm. I'm sure most states would.
Exactly. Yeah, fantastic. Residents and business owners who choose to be part of the community camera alliance should be proud of their contribution and community safety, I would think.
Yep, and it's important to know also if they then decided they didn't want to be part of that alliance.
Oh, they could pull away too.
They can. So it's not a matter of signing up and that's it. You know,
committed.
You're committed to it. Mm. If you chose not to participate, that's fine as well.
Mm. Oh, fantastic.
And like I said also, Trevor, like a lot of this is actually classified and confidential once they've handed that back to the QPS.
Okay, that's very important.
And I think
some people are hesitant in giving footage information.
Mm.
It's confidential.
Correct.
So no one needs to know who got the information.
No, that's right. So a lot of our footage is uploaded to our evidence.com, which is in the cloud. It's secure, okay? So no one has access to this. It's not going to end up out on social media. Mm.
So, Senior Sergeant Glenda Lai, when you look at the court system, so to speak, and you state the fact that this is confidential, even in the courts, they can't give out that name. Because it's in confidence, is it not?
As in who took the footage, is that what you're
asking? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look, we would ask...
Or make that phone call even. Yeah,
look,
when you...
look to bring it into the courts, we do need a certificate signed by that person to say that they'd operated their CCTV to capture that footage.
Yeah.
So they don't become anonymous in the court system.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
And that's where we'd ask their participation.
Yeah.
They don't have to give that participation if they don't.
But sure.
Look, it's still... that's just one...
But the evidence do show,
that's
just, as per the camera.
That's right. That's just one piece of evidence. You know, before we go to court, hopefully we're not going to court just on CCTV footage.
Yeah, sure, thank you. Know, okay,
Instead
of prevent crime or catch a culprit trying to commit the crime.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I can give you just one example just
Please.
That's come out of our station is a young chap who had... been involved in a car accident, made an insurance claim to say that his vehicle had been stolen on that night, and we were able to go back through residence's CCTV and pinpoint him leaving the house, crashing his vehicle and running back home. So that was a very handy piece of information because before we had
the innocent became the culprit.
So before we had that footage, we were basically looking at a stolen vehicle that had been crashed, and obviously looking at our local offenders who may have stolen that vehicle.
So he'd be charged with false information too, wouldn't he?
I think he withdrew that his insurance claim.
Yeah,
and he's facing other driving charges now. So, but that's an example of how that CCTV
becomes a powerful tool.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right, well, cameras on us. All good. Good yarns here on National Talk Black. But thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming and having the yarn. And always good to catch up. What's on the horizon? What's happening in the future or any other talks? Because we love talking to the seniors in the QPS, especially if they're coming from Brisbane. Any seniors coming this way very soon?
Well, hopefully, as I spoke to you, we had our discussion yesterday with the Indinji Sovereignty Government.
Yes.
Hopefully, I'll be inviting our First Nations Superintendent,
yes,
Mr. Kerry Johnson, once he's up in this area,
yep,
in the near future.
Brother
and
Kerry?
And also hopefully our Commissioner Katarina Carroll,
yeah,
will come on board and have her say.
Sure.
What's happening across the state. And hopefully next week or in the next coming weeks we'll have the new Chief Superintendent of Police here in Cairns, Mr. Glenn Morris, will be able to come on your show.
Oh, good.
To
have a yarn?
Yeah, have good. A yarn to say where he's from.
I was thinking as well in regard to your QPS relationship with Federal Police. We have Federal Police here in Cairns, like the airport. Is it possible to have Federal Police in here and have a yarn as well regarding their duties?
Yeah, look, we could extend an invitation out with them and use our networks to
always
want
to know how
board.
The Federal Police operates. And when we're talking federal and your state, have they got high authority over you? Is that how it works?
Look, it's a completely different jurisdiction to us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'd like to know that how that works, the mechanics of that.
Yeah.
That space, you know. So, that'd be good yarn as well. Keep the, there's a, put that on the in tray.
Yes.
And have a look at that, Steve, brother.
Yep.
See what you're going to work your magic, cuss.
Yes.
That's your homework for the
there's
week.
There's your homework. There it is. Hey, nice talking to you both. Thank you very much. Big
thank
shout
you.
To the Edmonton team, eh?
Good on you, Trevor. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right, Deadly Yarn there with the Boys in Blue, Queensland Police, and over there at Edmonton Police Station. And our topic there was CCTV in the Community Camera Alliance. Register your camera and help solve crime was the topic. CCTV, as I just found out, the acronym, Closed Circuit Television. So there, Murray, now Murray's been educated. Closed Circuit Television, CCTV. But you break your jaw trying to pronounce it, so you just go to acronym CCTV here on BBM, Barmy Bipper Media, 98.7 FM, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
There was a friend of mine on murder. The judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell. Said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Ain't breaking the rocks on a chain.
people start to scream. Big man lying underground with a hole in his body where his life had been. Back it was all in the name of liberty. All in the name of liberty. To set me free.
Yeah, right. Beats. They were racing. Freedom. He was chasing. Spirits. Dying. No use trying. But he made it out. The sheet around his neck.
Yeah, there it is, Jailbreak Warumpi Band. Just had the Edmonton police in here having a yarn on which way yarning. And now we're talking Jailbreak. Yeah, good go. Behave yourself. Knock off. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong here. BBM 98.7 FM. National Talkback 1-800-422-416. We've got someone on the line. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, I'll touch on that Edmonton yarn there. But I wanted to say, brother, you know, I always say that races don't fall in love, but people fall in love, and I can tell you from years, brother, of experience. When I was 10 years old, I was in love with Natalie Wood,
yes.
And then when I was 13, I fell in love with Judy Durham from the Seekers. Then I tried my brother, but anyway, thank you, Judy Durham from the Seekers. Thank you very much, and brother, CCTV. I remember too that I wanted to talk about the two. As a long-winded take on what's happening, especially important now because of I didn't watch the Q&A with Warren Mundine about what he's saying about treaty and the traditional owners themselves. They should make the decision, but I'll touch on that tomorrow. But on the police, brother, you know, who has CCTV footage and whether they can release it. When it comes to racial profiling and you feel that you're justified or whatever, you know. If it's different, even in a taxi or anywhere you get racially profiled or you refuse service, they don't have to release that if it's just detrimental to them. And, brother, I'm in the Housing Commission area, and I spoke about this before about my neighbour, and anyway, she's got a camera in front of her place, and I felt heard about it, and because under the contract of housing, we have to be in harmony with all the other people in the block, and I took it to them, and they asked me to take it down because it's not unfair to my children, you know.
There was a time.
See, a lot of dealers come here, brother, and what pisses me off as well is the parking, and they come to my gate and jump over, and it'd be unfair for me to put a camera on our place to look at all them people and show to the police. They wouldn't like that, and there were school kids going next door too, but they cover that by advertising outside on the window. They're selling chips and lollies and drinks. And see, you can't really prove anything. But if I had a camera up and show all those people, that'd be unfair. But I think it's detrimental for other people.
I didn't have that conversation with Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay and Stephen Grant about that situation. You're right to put up a camera, but then it could be devastating to the people next door. Feels like they've been watched by the camera. And that's so true. You make a good point there, brother.
Yeah, and on the other one, brother, there's two that I want to broaden the yarn about. like that one in that killing in Mikhail Postopan area, that the bloke, and that one in Margaret River where that fella shot his missus, his daughter and his four kids on Margaret River in WA, and this one on this side of the one in WA, sorry, the papers and even Media Watch had a go at the journalist, and they said they called him a good bloke, and they said good blokes do that to their loved one. But I'll talk more on that. But this one over here back in Bowen was a property brother, and you know, in the early 90s, when I was in Kuya Mostel, and Brother Marawap Nono was there, and I'll be listening. And Brother, I remember what you said, Brother. You said, more or less, watch this space. We didn't be talking about politics. And he was pissed off like I was. And he said, Brother, you always acting to do something. He did too. When they see right up there in Murray Island, Brother.
Yep.
And they confiscated those fish from those trawlers. And it was like editor and people in the paper, he said, it was piracy, it was wrong, and but there was a precedent for like property, as far as property went. See, nobody was too sure where the boundary was for sea rights, and the precedent was when the early colonization or invasion of this country, when they had sheep, and the sheep would wander into somebody else's yard when they had no fence. And in all good, there's nothing criminal about it. They killed somebody up the sheep without really knowing whose sheep it belonged to. So that was the precedent way back then. But they don't really know where the border is for fencing, Brother. And it goes to, as well as land rights over in the territory, the people on this side, they get connection and to the territory side. And it's the white fellas that put the border there, Brother. And same with Greg Inglis, all northern New South Wales, they're Murrays, Brother. They're not Koorees. And it's just like I saw them give the analogy of a dingy. Eulogy, Brother. If there's a turtle, then it's going to stop right at wherever.
No, that's right. No, don't know the boundary.
Yeah, Brother. And there's nothing sort of. It's like that yin and yang, Chinese yin and yang, you know, where one merges into the other. And it's enough. But with those people like Gina Reinhardt, they put a fence up there, and this is ours, this is yours. So there's nothing sort of absolute. So with that shooting down in there, everything has to be absolute, so nothing really. Yeah, Brother, that's my take. And oh yeah, Brother, and you know the sodomy used to be it was called against the order of nature. It was called that, and I feel like you the F word, and it's the C word. Those buggers up there in mining, Brother. They have that river system they were, Bururu, Brother. They changed the river system.
Yes.
And you know, in Murray Darling, what they do upstream, it affects the people downstream.
Of course.
And that's our people. You know, you might think, you know, like there's a cut-off point, and with all this liquid, what liquid gas or that, and that water, it can affect the white fellas as well as the farms, the agriculturists.
Yep.
And they might think that they own that land, but what they do, it affects other people.
Snowball effect, yes.
Yeah, Brother, it's already recognized in law, Brother, because in some of the laws anyway, like road rules and wearing of helmets and seatbelts, and even wearing masks, because what you do individually, it affects other people, Brother.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. Someone have any say there? Come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today, back in a hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company, your mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.